out in the forest where, you know, the people didn't go much, but I don't know, after a longer time, people mostly killed them out.
It did?
Yes, sir.
Were they just regular hogs, or were they
they were just regular hogs. Yes, sir. Older they get, sometime, or if they live to get old, you know about how they, nobody didn't kill them out or nothing. Or the old turkeys would go plumb out their mouth, you know.
Exactly.
Yes, sir. And if you crowd them, they will, man, they'll run. They'll fight you.
They will.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Did you ever hear them called Piney Woods rooters?
Yes, sir. I said we have them kind, you know.
That's the same thing as a wild hog.
Well, some not exactly, you know. Pine Hill rooters is just some small, look like to me, small size hog. They don't get too large. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Of course, them really, these wild hogs are just hogs that got out, you know, and just got straight away into the forest.
Never came back.
That's right, yes.
I've been working here all year. Started over in the west side near Iuka, places like that.
Well, yes, sir.
I've been working across.
Well, I see.
I really like the country.
Well.
I like to settle down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I see.
Well, we were talking about somebody who's got money, but he won't let loose of it.
Yes, sir, right, that's right.
He's tight.
Tight.
And when your mother would find she needs something, she'd say to your father, next time you go to town, suppose she needs a knife, next time you go to town, you be sure to
buy a knife.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Would she say, buy a knife and then fetch it home, or how would that be used?
Well, she just tell them mostly, I tell you just about it, you know, goes back at in, you know, you just buy a knife.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, buy her a knife. Oh, butcher knife or horse never did.
And then they would, the merchant would take something and he just wouldn't give the knife.
No, sir, no, sir, he'd wrap it up.
He would?
Yes, sir, he'd wrap it up in some paper or another.
And, could you describe that a little bit more? Would you use string or?
Yeah, well, they would wrap it up in a piece of paper then they'd take a little thread string and wrap it around there a few times and tie it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and some call it called wrapping thread.
I see.
Yes.
And when your father would bring it home, would you children have a chance to?
No, sir, they wouldn't have no chance, no, sir. That was back at the end. The children didn't have nothing to do with it.
They didn't?
No, sir. No, sir. So that was theirs, and the children not mess with it.
So the wife would?
She would get it and unwrap it, you know, and, yes, sir.
But put
it
up.
No, sir. No, sir. Not like you do now. They would be the first one unwrap it.
Right. Right.
Yes, sir.
Was Oxford always called the, was it always the center of Fayette County?
Yeah, that's what they call it, yes, sir, the center. Yes, that's right. Well, probably. Well, it's all about the center.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
And was it always where the government was? In other words, did you always call it the county seat?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, the county seat, right. You know, it's county seat. Yes, sir, that's right.
And did you ever hear it called anything else when you were a boy?
Oxford?
No, yes. Would you say Oxford is a county site?
Yes, sir. That's